So Jones walks the leadoff man for the Dodgers in the last half of the sixth inning, Bobby Morgan. Roy Caballella comes up. Caballella steps in now. Jones ready to work. Morgan taking his lead down off first base. Now the pitch to Caballella, swung on and hit foul back into the seats. They went in there like a rocket. Caballella started a swing, checked his bat, but held it right there in the strike zone, and the ball came down, hit the stick, and then skidded back like a shot into the stands. Strike one. New York 5, Brooklyn 5. That's the way this one stands here in the last half of the sixth. Nobody out, and Bobby Morgan on at first base. Here's a pitch. Caballella swings it. Ooh, what a ripper. Strike two. Maria Kennedy, who was originally scheduled to start today's ball game, is now up and throwing down on the bullpen. Both clubs coming with some of their top men. A 5-5 deadlock here. Throw to first base. Morgan back with a couple of quick steps. Jones holding a stretch. Pitches into Roy, and it's high inside, and Roy has to get down and away from it. Ball one, strike two. Caballella, right-hand swinger. Got that big power. 3-for-9. He's hit one home run. Now the pitch to Roy. He checks his swing on a curveball that dropped low outside. Ball two, strike two. All the St. Louis Cardinals answered back after Chicago got five runs in the last half of the fifth inning. They came up with two of their own in the top half of the sixth inning. Got themselves up there in a 6-6 deadlock. John infield in double play position. Harshman still holding the sack tightly against Bobby Morgan. Young rookie comes down with a short lead. Jones pitches into the plate. Over the cross by three. So he was serving up some dipsy-doos here to Campanella and caught him looking. Call strike three. And here comes Jack Mata. Call Kansen. Walking up towards home plate. He's a pretty good hitting pitcher. One out. Morgan waiting to be moved at first base. The same Bobby Morgan, who won the most valuable player award in the National League and also the batting crown. Been playing fine ball for the Dodgers all spring. Got off to a good start in the big leagues, too. Curveball down under the knees, the big, tall batter. Jack, as we told you, a big string bean, 6'2 and a half, weighs about 170 pounds. Morgan with his lead again. Jones checks in. The pitch to the plate is high outside. Ball two. Sheldon, who will see a lot of relief work and starting assignments this year, has lost one ball game. This is his first relief job. Thompson playing almost a straightaway center field. Don Mueller, the right fielder, is going over towards right center. Jones ready to deliver 2-0 to Banta. Does way outside. Ball three. The Giants 5 and the Dodgers 5. One down in the last half of the sixth inning. Post cereal, bringing it all to you. And mother, don't forget Sugar Crisp, the new cereal sensation. Another fine post cereal. Batter with the count his way, 3-0, will be taking. Jones now steps off the mound, looking out towards the left field bullpen. Batter, in turn, just takes one step out of the batter's box. Now he's back in again, and Jones ready to work. Morgan with his lead once more. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Go outside. Ball four. The batter, without looking at a strike, is on at first base, and that pushes Morgan up a notch to second. Westrum goes to the mound, and Reese walks up to the plate. Reese up there. Dodges with two mates aboard. Pitch, a fastball down inside. Ball one. Morgan, who opened up with a walk. Strikeout by Campanella. Sammy's in with another walk to Banta, and the Dodgers have something to cook in here. One out. 5-5 tie. Jones waiting around, a little control difficulties right now. Check second base, throws to Reese, and Pee-wee takes down inside again. Ball two. Reese hitting at 188. walked his last time up. Get into a force play and fly to left field. And now DeRocher has switched his bullpen and has Kirby Higbee and Andy Hansen up throwing. A couple of right-handers. Jones pitches a plate, swung on, and ground ball is hit through inside third base. There's Morgan around third base, coming on in to score, and Banner goes into third base, is held up on a double by Reese. O'Keefe unknots it, and Brooklyn leads now 6-5. A double inside third base. Lachman had a little difficulty picking that ball up as it rattled around out of the bullpen. Maddox is thundering into third base. Morgan scooted around to dent the dish. The Dodgers lead 6-5. And Jones getting his lumps. Timely double by Peewee. That for Reese is his first run batted in this year. George Shuba is going to get an intentional pass. Well, they're pitching wide to him, ball two. First base is open, so they'll load him up with one out, take a chance on getting the double play and getting out of a big inning. Ball three. And ball four, go ahead. So Shuba throws the stick away and runs on down to first base. The Dodgers lead 6-5 in the last half of the sixth inning. Banner with his windbreaker on, standing on at third base. Reese sent the run in and got Jack the third with his double is at second base, and Shuba, who has just intentionally passed at first and brings up switch hitting Jimmy Russell. Jones pitched to him, curve in there for a strike, one out. The Giant inner defense now laying back looking for that double play ball if they can get it. The Dodgers leading 6-5, one out, last to the sixth. Jones pitch, curveball up tight against the letters, ball one. Ball one, strike one. Boy, this has been a humdinger. Seesaw, up and down, hammer and tongs all afternoon. Jones throws a curve, swung on, and dribbled down along the first baseline. Harshman up with it, close to the plate, in time for the fourth play on Babbitt. Everybody else moves up one. Reese coming on to third, Shuba going into second with a slide, and on at first base is Jimmy Russell. Dribbler to Harshman, who made the right play. He came to the plate and got the force. And Robinson, who came up with a big base hit the last time up, gets a big hand as he goes moving in again with a bases loaded again. 6-5. Favor the Dodgers. Two out here in the last of the sixth inning. Jack up, right-hand hitter. Jones pitched to him and has a bunt. Third base. Henry Thompson up with it, close to second for the forced play on Jimmy Russell. But Thompson making a smart play. Charged that bunt off the bat of Robinson and threw to second base to Stanky in time. And they get Russell coming down from first base. The Dodgers move out in front. They get a run on a hit. They leave three men. And there were no Giant errors. So at the end of six complete, the Dodgers out in front by the score of 6-5. Now, once again, for Post Aerials, here's the old redhead, Red Vaughn.
Thank you, Connie. You've been sort of busy, haven't you?
Oh, quite a day, quite a day.
Well, for all you folks around the country, here we go into the seventh inning. Ed Stanky takes inside for ball one. Maybe you don't know how the Dodgers and the Giants play. Now you're beginning to find out. This is a pretty good sample. They just play all day and half the night. Of course, under the league rules, they can turn the lights on, keep on going. Pitch over for a call strike. One ball and one strike. Stanky first up in the seventh. Jack Banner, the third of Brooklyn's pitchers, and it's up to Banner to win or lose the game. Brooklyn ahead 6-5. Stanky swings, lines it over third, under left field, in for a base hit. Shuba blocks the ball, then has it got away from him. Stanky, however, holds up at first, realizes he can't go to second, so it's just the hit. Stanky is single out into left field, and the tying run is thus put on immediately by the Giants. Stanky's on for the third time today. Two walks and a base hit. 6-5 Brooklyn. Mighty Lachman stepping in and looks down to the third base coaching box where the MGR DeRocher is. Gets the orders whether to bunt, what to do. Clarence Potbelin, young rookie right-hander who won the second game of the season for the Dodgers, in the bullpen. Lachman swings, a line drive. Hodges grabs his steps on first base for an immediate double play. before you could detail it. There was a wicked line drive. First baseman Hodges grabbed it in his mitt. That big meat hand stepped on the bag. Pow, just like that. Happened so quickly, DeRocha didn't even know he didn't have any base runner anymore. That's almost as quick as the way Toast Sugar Crisp was selling. That's the brand new one. Boy, it has taken over. Okay, here we go now with third baseman Henry Thompson, who made the key error back in Brooklyn's four-run fifth inning. Left-hand hitter. Takes a curve low inside, ball one. Second double play in the game for the Dodgers in their fourth of the year. Hodges, unassisted on the line drive, first baseman. There's a high drive hit deep out toward right center field. It's going way back out there. It is over into Bedford Avenue for a big home run. And it's a brand new ball game. And Henry Thompson knocks it. And to his home will be sent a case of Sugar Crisp. Oh, he hit it high over that 40-foot screen in right center field. So it's all even at 7-7. Just give Thompson a run for a perfect day. He'd had a single and two walks, and now he has his home run. And this gives Henry 5 hits out of 10 at-bats. It's his fourth run batted in and third home run of the season. He's leading the Giants in the extra races. Don Mueller up. Batter's pitch is a curve over for a call strike. Brand new ball game. Big home run by Henry Thompson. He got it. As a ball hit down the right field corner, Perello goes over, jumps to make a one-handed catch at the base of the concrete wall. And the Giants really hit battle very hard to only come out of there with just one run. Everybody up there hit that ball. Double play broke the back of it. One run, two hits. So she's all tied, 6-6. But the ball game is bigger and better than ever, isn't it? And folks, the 1950 Dodger yearbook is bigger and better than ever. And it's brought your way by Post Cereals. Now, wherever you are, listen. Here's a wonderful new book for you Dodger fans, for baseball lovers everywhere. Pictures galore, up-to-the-minute statistics about every player on the Brooklyn team. And you'll enjoy owning a copy because it's a fine way to get acquainted with every man on the roster right from his first day in baseball. And to be sure to get your Dodger yearbook right away, here's what you do. Send a box top from any regular-sized Post Cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag together with a quarter to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. And we'll have your book coming your way within a couple of days. It's the very same book that sells at Ebbets Field for 50 cents. Carl Perello, first up, last of the seventh. Sheldon Jones, the right-hander on the mound for New York. His game to win or lose two. 6-6 tie. Curve, low outside, ball one. A couple of young, hard-throwing right-handers are going at it now. Gladys Gooding at the electric organ here at Ebbets Field just played my old Kentucky home as a tribute to Mr. Chandler, who's attending today's game. Pass ball over for a far strike. 1-1. Jones, right-handed, delivers. Perello swings and misses. Strike two. 1-2. 1-2. Jake Pittman, coaching on his 56th birthday at first base. Milton Stott, who happens also to be Eddie Stanky's father-in-law, coaching at third. Sheldon Jones, who a couple of years ago was a professional fighter, then decided baseball was a better athletic enterprise. Sheldon Jones on the mound. Dark brown eyes. Perello leans in. Curve is outside, and it is ball two. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Pittsburgh has defeated Cincinnati 9-2. The Braves, who now won 3 out of 3, knocked off the Phillies 3-2. Fastball inside, and the count is four. 3-2 to Perello. Dahl is 1-for-3. His single in the fifth inning tied the ball game at that point, 5-5. Dodgers got a run in the sixth to go ahead 6-5, and Henry Thompson just smacked one for the Sugar Crisp to tie it up 6-6. Call strike three. Perello is caught with a pitch on the outside. Jones strikes him out. Give Sheldon 3 strikeouts. Grocious sticking right along with him. I guess because you think he hasn't got anybody nearly as good in the bullpen. And it paid dividends because he got out of a mess of trouble in the sixth inning. Had the bases loaded, only one out and didn't allow any further scoring. Gil Hodges was 1-4-3, and that was a home run, his first at-bat today. Takes a good curve over for a call strike. The whole infield is now caught in the full shadow of the stand, with the sun going down behind them. Center field and right field are still in sun. Right-handed pitches, high outside, ball one. Running one. One ball, one strike. No action in either club's bullpen. The Yankees didn't score in the ninth inning. So they're going into the tenth inning, Washington and New York, tied 6-6. Fernando Jones pitches, and Hodges hits a ground ball, back past the mound. Shortstop Dock is up to the, throws over to first base. Just in time, Hodges up. Up to first. Two men up, two men retired. The even up status, 6-6 is this, back to the seventh. And Bob Morgan, who's had one hit for two at-bats today, rookie, he's the batting champion in the International League last year. He's hitting 533 right now, 8 for 15. And then the Jones pitches, and it's a curve low outside with this rookie right-hand batter, long Bob Morgan. Infield is back. Curve is good. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Giants are fighting desperately to win their first game out of four this year. Morgan takes a curve outside, ball two. Dodgers fighting just as grimly to make it three straight victories for them. They lost opening game at Philadelphia. There is no quarter ask, and there's certainly none given when these two clubs lock horns, I tell you that. 2-1 pitch. Fastball is good at the knees for call strike two. Turn two. Morgan didn't care very much about the call. Rob's had a rough time back at the plate this afternoon. Two and two. Pitch high inside. Up on the hands for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Morgan with a very relaxed ball player. Holds that bat back. Sort of cat-like stillness. The pitch is strike three, call right on the outside. So George Nick Kim cuts the Dodgers down in order. 1-2-3 in the last half of the seventh inning. That's four strikeouts for Sheldon. A for Abel or available Jones. And here we go into the eighth inning. The center fielder Bobby Thompson pushed up for the Giants, taking batter's curve for a called strike. Curveball swung on, and there's a high fly in the short center. Russell coming in. He's under it. And he's got it. So that is all for center fielder Bobby Thompson. First up in the eighth inning. Alvin Dock, the shortstop, has gone 0-2. Right-hand batter. Curve swung on line right back to the middle, out in the center field, and it's a base hit for Dock. He's right on around first, takes a big turn and holds up. The throw coming in from Russell to second base to shortstop Reese Covey. The Dock comes up for his first hit of the day. Single into center. Rookie Jack Hoshman, tall, slender, left-hand hitting first baseman, is now up to New York, hitting seventh on the batting card. Batter in his stop position. Delivers. There's a ball hit high out into right center field. Russell, the center fielder, getting under it. Dog tagging up at first. There's a catch. And Dog stops a second and holds on. Russell is losing time, getting that ball to second this time. Stanky got the jump on him and went in there, if you recall, after a ball had been caught in the third inning. So two men are gone in the eighth. And catcher Weston comes up. Weston, right-hand hitter. Takes a cut of the curve, hits it down to a third. Morgan up with it on a big bound. Throws to first in time. Ball for the Giants. Top of the eighth inning. No run, one hit. And it still remains locked at 6-6. Now we're moving into the last half of the eighth inning. It's a 6-6 ball game. Jones on the mound for the Giants. Clarence Pudbelen, right-hander in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Campanella up hitting eighth. The batter is supposed to hit next, but maybe a pinch hitter. You see. So, curveball right over for a call strike. Manager shot in the post will not make up his mind whether he wishes to hit or batter or not. You'll see what happens to Campanella. Pitches high inside. All right. One and one. Curve low outside to Roy. Ball two. Questions called all the way. Hoshman at first base. Stanky at second. Dock at short. And the third baseman, Henry Thompson. He's becoming quite a ball player for the Giants. Left field, Whitey Lockman. In center, Bobby Thompson. And the right fielder is Don Mueller. 2-1 pitch. Fastball through there, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Campanella, stocky, very strong, and very durable. Leaning in. 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. So Roy is struck out. Well, let's see what manager Shotten does. Does he want Banner to hit, or does he want a hitter for it? It's going to be Jack Banner because, says Mr. Shotten, here at this late stage, 6-6, I'll go over my pitches. Happy to step back on the left. Banner, left-hand hitter. Ground ball hit down to first base. Juggled by Hoshman. Picked up. He can't pick it up. He's still gone. Hoshman can't come up with the ball, and he's charged with an error. The second giant error of the day, and Banner is on first base with the boot. Matter that it's on live. He was walked in the sixth inning, you recall. Now he gets on through the error of young Jack Hoshman. Pee Wee Reese up. Jack batter on it first. A 6-6 tie. Just how long the game goes depends a lot, of course, on what Brooklyn does here in the last of the eighth inning. Man, these ball games just as tough as taxis, you know it. Whoa! High inside. Gets up the catcher's glove. Down the second goes batter. And Pee-wee dropped to get out of the way of a high inside fastball, and Westman couldn't come up with it. Charged a wild pitch, and Banner, the possible winning run, goes to second base. Now Jones ready to pitch. Pee-wee cuts to the high pop fly into short left field. Shortstop Dock is out on it. And he grabs it for out number two, and Banner stays put at second base, where he reaches by a series and a combination of an error and a wild pitch. So Reese pops up to short, and George Schubert gets another opportunity. George has not been hitting, and if he's not careful, he's going to be Schubert to the bench and Gene Hermansky back in left field. Schubert has one hit for 10. He has not looked completely sure in left field. In other words, he's been quite tense. He had a big opportunity, if you'll recall, in the fifth inning with the bases loaded and one out, and he fouled out to the first baseman. He's 0 for 2 today. A 10 batter. Outfield toward right. Jones pitches. Curve, low outside for ball one. This could be quite a pivotal at-bat for Schubert. Of course, it may be that he won't get anything too good to hit at the first base open. However, Jim Russell, who follows, I think the Giants regard as a more dangerous hitter, so I expect he'll be pitching to George. However, we'll soon know. Things sort of quiet for a second, but they do not remain quiescent very long around Ebbets Field here in Flatbush. While the manager and the jam go out to the pitchers and get him on the mound and say, now listen, you know who's up there hitting, don't you? All right, now listen. Don't walk, but don't give him anything good to swing on. That's what Fitzsimmons says McGraw used to send word out about. Swung on, a line drive hit, pass, and straight into the right corner for a base hit. Here's Banner around third. He's coming on in to four. Schubert comes in to second base and holds up with a double. And it was a pivotal at bat all the way around. And Brooklyn is out in front now, 7-6. 13th run of the game. So, Schubert doubles inside first. That's in a run, his first run of the year. And Jack Banner, who got on to the error, scores. That's the seventh run for the Dodgers, and I know DeRocher must be raging because of the seven Brooklyn runs, only two out of his scored is earned. The other five are unearned. Now the batter is the switch hitter, Jim Russell. Andy Hansen, tall young right-hander from Lake Worth, Florida, is in the bullpen now for the Giants. The Chicago Cubs came up with a run in the last half of the ninth inning and beat the St. Louis Cardinals for the second straight time, 7-6, and the Cardinals have now lost their last four ball games. Pitch, fastball high inside, ball one. 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back. The Cubs have beaten the Cardinals 7-6. Paulette, who came on in the eighth inning, is the losing pitcher for St. Louis. The Braves knock off the Phillies 3-2, and the Pirates beat the Reds 9-2. And Washington has just beaten the Yankees in the 10th inning, 7-6. In 7-6 Brooklyn, Russell cuts, fouls it back, and it's a ball and two strikes. So things are rapidly coming to a rather dramatic denouement all over the baseball picture this afternoon. Washington hangs on and knocks off the Yankees 7-6 in 10 innings. At the end of 10 and a half innings, it's a 5-5 tie between the Red Sox and the Athletics. Detroit has just beaten Chicago 5-0. Hootman pitches the shutout. Russell takes foul strike three, kicks it out, it's a ball, and so ends the last half of the eighth inning here at Brooklyn. That's the fifth strikeout for Jones, and it's a run for the Dodgers on a hit. One giant error, which again was decisive. So the Giants are coming in for the top of the ninth, the run behind is Brooklyn leads 7-6. Pete Milne, rookie left-hand hitting outfielder, is going to hit for Sheldon Jones to start the ninth inning, and Jack Batter on the mound for Brooklyn delivers a call strike, fastball on the outside. Batter works. Milne hits a curveball down to first, up with his Hodges, runs over to the bag. He's there for the out. So Milne hitting for Jones is retired, commencing the ninth inning. Dodgers 7, Giants 6. Top of the order, Ed Stanky. Stanky crouches, right-hand hitter. Swings, there's a fly ball, hit back at the center field. Russell going back, still going back, turns, makes the catch. So the Giants are run behind, are down to their last out. Dodgers 7, the Giants 6. It's been a tough ball game every inch of the way. Whitey Lockman, who singled in the first inning, he's 1-for-4 today, hit that whistling line drive, and Hodges, with those fine hands of his, turned it into an immediate double play in the seventh inning. Lockman hitting at 316, 6-for-19. Batter steadies, takes his side from Campanella, throws. There's a high pop fly. It's hit under left center field. Russell, the center fielder, gets under it. He's got it. The ball's in the cover. The Dodgers win. So Brooklyn wins the ball game 7-6, and we're going to check the runs, hits, and errors, and the other scores for you in just a second. But you know, one thing these Dodgers put a premium on is speed. Yes, sir. The runningest ball club in either league. And they mean to stay that way, too, by keeping in top physical condition. And that most certainly includes getting nourishing meals. In fact, to quote the boss in these parts, Bert Schotten, "If you ask me," says Barney, "eating proper meals is only ordinary common sense for ball players or for anybody who has work to do." Well, that's why manager Schotten agrees when we say, begin the day the right way with the right kind of breakfast. A breakfast that includes fruit or fruit juice, bread and butter, beverage, and a cereal. That way, you're getting the kind of a starch you need to keep going right through the morning. And I say, do as so many of the Dodgers do. Make that cereal in your breakfast a post-cereal. Because there is good, solid nourishment in every one of these great POST post-cereals. Remember that you get the most when you get post. For the Dodgers today, their third straight win, 7 runs on 7 hits and no errors. And for the Giants, 6 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. And those 2 errors made possible 5 unearned runs as they are technically scored. The winning pitcher is Jack Banner. It's his first decision of the year. The losing pitcher is, of course, Jones, who now hasn't won and has lost 2. And for the Giants, this gives them an 0-for-4 record for the season, which, of course, is very tough for the Polo Grounders and for DeRocher. For the Dodgers, after losing opening day, this is their third straight success. Now, very quickly around the post-scoreboard. In the National League, everything else is complete. The Cubs beat the Cardinals 7-6 with a run in the last of the ninth inning. Boston, with Elliott hitting a home run in the eighth with one on, beat the Phillies 3-2. And Pittsburgh had an easy time knocking off Cincinnati 9-2.
In the American League, Washington defeated the Yankees in the 10th inning, 7-6. Detroit had Art Hootman pitch a shutout and knock off Chicago 5-0. At the end of 3.5 innings, it is Cleveland over the St. Louis Browns, 5-1. And in the Boston Athletic game, they've gone into the 11th inning tied at 5-5. So, friends, that is that. And we hope that you have enjoyed being with us Saturday afternoon at Brooklyn. Boy, it's quite a place. So, for you folks all around the country, on the network, join us again the next Saturday. The Dodgers are at Ebbets Field. And, of course, for the folks in New York, as the broadcast goes on 7 days a week, while we'll be in Venice at the same old stand at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Connie Desmond and Ben Scully and the old redhead, Red Barber, will be on hand. They'll be bringing you the game between the Dodgers and the Giants. It's been fun handing you out this one for Post Cereals, and we certainly hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, remember that you say thanks every time that you bring home a package of any of the famous Post Cereals. Post Toasters, Post Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes, Post Raisin Bran, 40% Bran Flakes, or Post Hens. And say, if you're one of the folks who haven't tried Post Sugar Crisp yet, man, be sure to look for the cellophane bag with the three little honey bears on it today. And now this is the old redhead, Red Barber, saying so long.